Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shad Kutin, and with me, Brian Fernandez. And on the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Good morning, Dodge. Deutsche Bank is weighing up moving $350 billion in assets from the UK to Frankfurt. Is this the start of the decline of London as the epicenter of Europe's financial sector?
Well, good morning, Brian. Yes, as far as being the epicenter for Europe's financial, as a financial center for Europe, yes, perhaps there's an obvious reason for it to happen. But that is not necessarily the end of London, because the focus of London will now turn more towards other parts of the world, including North America, in order to make up for that. So it's a change, yes, and yes, there may be more European-based assets moving from the UK to more Europe. So we do suspect that there will be more moves. They'll be much more focused, I think, and it will take time for it to occur, but yes, we don't expect this to be the last move.
And are U.S. banks, to your understanding, planning to follow suit, or are they going to adopt a wait-and-see attitude in terms of how Brexit pans out?
Yes, that's exactly right. U.S. banks are not going to follow suit just naturally. They're going to wait and try to figure out where the U.S. banking industry is going to fit within the greater world economy, and what the change, the transition for the Eurocentric-based banks is going to, what effect that will have on the U.S. opportunities in the future. It may mean that there's more opportunity to in London and Ireland, or to have a stronger base there. So it's not necessary that they will be moving in the same way, but there will be an impact. And this move, as the Brexit continues and comes to its continuation eventually, that will be much more of a determination what U.S. banks are going to do, and it won't be just to follow suit. So they're going to wait and see where are the opportunities for U.S. banking industry, and then they'll make their moves or not.
And which do you think would be the preferred financial center for U.S. banks? Do you think it would be Frankfurt, or there's talk that Paris is aggressively recruiting U.S. banks?
Right now, Frankfurt is a more obvious choice, Brian, but Paris is a real possibility, and they're fighting for it, and so they could be considered the underdog right now. And underdogs have, if they create a lot of effort and will and determination, they can be the winner. So we're not counting Paris out of the picture, and yes, Paris may be the opportunity, but we have to wait and see. Right now, Frankfurt is more of a choice.
Now, given the stronger performance in the Eurozone, what sectors do you see benefiting most from this improved performance?
What we're watching, in addition to, in terms of sectors, we're now seeing technology, biotechnology, some commodities like aluminum. We're seeing a transition from big cap to small cap. But what we're watching more closely is the development of individual countries within the Eurozone. Right now, we're very favored towards Austria, Denmark, Hungary, Israel, Norway, Poland, Portugal. We're more concerned with the future, the development of Finland, France, Germany. Yes, I understand the German business confidence was at an all-time high within the last several days, but we're looking to see what the impact is going to be. Also Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. So, yes, we are watching specific sectors. Some that we're more concerned with, communications equipment, integrated telecom, oil, those will be under some concern. We're watching those. But we're also watching the development of specific companies, countries, because now specific countries are going to become more important within the Eurozone.
Now, given your advice that you've just shared with us, can you name a couple of large cap U.S. companies that are already benefiting or will benefit from really the improved European economies?
Well, either directly or indirectly, GlaxoSmithKline, Caterpillar, Gilead Sciences, 3M, Amgen, Celgene. In other words, very specific companies, and maybe the correlation to Europe and the economy is not direct, but that's what we're seeing in terms of the reaction to what's happening in the Eurozone.
And what are you advising your clients to take action on to accumulate or sell?
Well, we've been seeing a great deal of sector rotation, so we're advising clients to get in gear with the rotation. So right now we're looking to healthcare, solar, technology, aerospace and defense, aluminum, very specific sectors, and we're trying to stay away from communications, packaged foods, retail, in other words, very specific sectors. We're also saying you can buy as an investment, but if you're going to look to the longer term because of the volatility that we're beginning to see enter the market and the rotation away from big cap to smaller cap stocks, we're suggesting and advising that if you're going to buy as an investment, to invest with the intention of taking half and perhaps taking profits as they occur with the sector rotation with the intent of getting back in as an investment, but not to buy and hold. That no longer is the winning strategy.
And where do you see the potential risks associated with the Eurozone?
The obvious is Brexit. Then we have the geopolitical risks, which now seem to have folded and faded into the background, but we suspect they'll be coming back. Also, oil supply is going to be important, or the lack of control that we're seeing and what it's been doing with oil prices, both positive to Europe and negative. Also, we're beginning to see a greater impact on disruptors and disruption, and that is going to be the risk that's going to be hard to determine, because you can start with a new sector or a new technology, and you can say, yes, these are going to be the winners, but the individual stocks, the individual companies that will be the winners may not be the ones that appear to be the winners in the beginning. So that's going to be one of the bigger risks that we're going to have to be mindful of.
Using your crystal ball, what sort of disruptors do you see that could have impacts on the European story?
Boy, my crystal ball is very, very foggy on this area. It really is. And I think the best thing to do is to not try to clear the fog, but to let the fog clear itself as we go forward. But I am watching retail. I'm watching the internet and the impact of Google and Amazon, particularly Amazon. We're seeing a great deal of impact. Amazon, from a fundamental point of view, has a lot of upside potential because of what it's doing, and it's going well beyond the traditional areas. That's a very clear story. But in terms of the stock, there is a difference between the fundamentals of the company and the stock of the company. We're beginning to see more volatility. So it's very hard to clear that crystal ball. More important is to be able to adapt to the changes and to the risks as they develop, because we are going to be seeing them develop over the next 6 months.
Always a pleasure having you, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer, Landon Fust, Managed Capital Managers, New York.
Well, okay, so where do we go with this story, Han? I mean, when you hear what Dodge is saying, what are the main points that you pick up?
Well, I think, like you said, it's very sector-specific right now. So although he also admitted that his crystal ball into the kind of potential risks emanate or that could derail the European story, I think that's very foggy right now. And I concur. Obviously, you got the central bank theme that you got to look at. But then looking further ahead, I think in September, you've got another round of elections in Germany. Going into March next year, I think the Italians will be up next. Or Italians will be...
Italians, that's a new one.
Will be up next. So, that political risk is still not off the table, at least for now. What I'm gathering from Dodge is that it will be a sector specific.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, if you look at one of the things he mentioned in terms of disruptors, the role of Amazon cannot be understated, because traditionally Europe has been, you know, mom and pop shops. The hypermarkets have just grown. But I think the big elephant in the room is Amazon and its ability to drive down prices, particularly in sectoral markets like France, in Italy, where prices are higher than the rest of the Eurozone.
Okay. We'll be back with more analysis after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.